Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guerrero's different than Mason. He just is. And the dimension he gives him,
I'm a hit it and I'm gone.
Exactly. And
Mason will run you over though, Stein.
Not in the red zone, he won't. He's the worst red zone rusher in the NFL.
And that's why when you saw Guerrero get in, and you're just like,
Guerrero tap dancing him.
Yeah.
By the way, a sincere congratulations to George Kittle.
Yeah.
500 career receptions.
Damn.
Only four other Niners have 500 career receptions. Can you name them?
T.O.
Correct.
Jerry Rice.
Correct.
I will go
500 career receptions.
Dwight Clark?
Correct.
Okay.
One more.
So, come on.
One more, and then Kittle joined him.
Okay.
So, there's one more.
All right, Stoddy, I'm looking at you. John Taylor.
Incorrect.
Damn it! All right, can I give you my first follow-up?
Of course.
Freddie Solomon.
Incorrect.
Who is it?
Think about it this way. Receptions.
Roger Craig!
That's correct. That's correct.
They had a show where people could give you
the
hits.
Dude, we could have done password. See, that's the thing. Like,
damn.
I knew we're talking about catches, so you automatically think of receivers and tight ends. But the emphasis, I said, think receptions.
Yeah.
And it's in my tone, too, that
but
gave you
it
that
was
clue.
Like you were saying Roger Craig when you said receptions.
George, in all seriousness, that's a pretty exclusive list.
An honor, you know, just thankful that I got to be a part of an organization, you know, with a very high standard of how they play football. Thankful that, you know, they've kept me around for a long time and, you know, just every single day striving to be better than I was the day before and continually prove that, you know, I need to be on the San Francisco 49ers roster. So, you know, be on a list with any of those names. I mean, any list that you're on with Jerry Rice is a good thing. But to be with all those other guys is fantastic. And, you know, it's just an honor. And, you know, I think I learned in college was you want to leave your jersey in a better place. And that's all I'm striving to do every single day. And I know all those guys did that.
George Kittle.
Yeah.
500
congrats.
Career receptions with the 49ers.
Man.
This from the 650. Hey, how about Trent Williams yesterday? What a dog. We don't give him enough credit when he plays well. All right, let's go out to Daryl in Oakland.
The town.
Daryl in Oakland. It's about as much credit
hey,
as Trent
up,
deserves.
What's up, baby?
I'm kidding. What's up, D?
You know, there's something. Everybody always slams Kyle Shanahan, and they're going to halftime, and they have this interview with him, and he just looks so pissed off, and he's just, and you know, he's about to say something in halftime, and then they come out, and the first 7 minutes of the third quarter, it was just gangbusters, and I just have to believe he said something, kind of like. You know, when he kneeled down with Brock Purdy after they lost, maybe he had a kneel down with the whole team and was just like, hey, guys, we totally suck. Why? We shouldn't suck. And so I was, you know, how about Kyle Shanahan getting a little bit of credit? Because he gets so much negativity. The guy went to the Super Bowl and we lost in overtime. You know, it's like he's a really good coach. And I just felt like he did something at halftime. And to second your guys as Guerrero talk, I just want to say this. I want to see him instead of Jordan Mason 100%. He's a home run hitter.
Wow.
Anytime you get a home run hitter on the field, that's who you want. The 10-500, I didn't know that.
Man.
That's no joke. That's flying.
Yeah. Thanks, Dale. Appreciate the call.
Daryl, like me, Stoddy, in a world where he thinks the old ball coach gave a Newt Rockne speech, and he did not. They just, Dallas tired. They stopped the run pretty well, I thought, in the first half, and made it difficult for the Niners offense, kept them out the end zone. Niners had penalties, but I was shocked sitting there, Stoddy, at 10-6.
Okay, well, here's what Kyle Shanahan had to say about that delusional thought.
Honestly, people never do. That's more for movies. I mean, we only have a few minutes in there, and guys break up into their stuff, review everything that's happened, everything that's going forward, and usually it's hectic and kind of a something show. And sometimes I call the guys up and quickly break it down, and sometimes I have to go to the bathroom, and I tell Fred to call him up. And so I just say, Fred, offense is up. You got it. Let's go. And we just come out. So it's more scheme.
Yeah, how much would you say at halftime? Must have been a real rah-rah.
It kind of just makes us want to do better ourselves.
Here's what he says about the rah-rah thing.
Honestly, people never do. That's more for movies. I mean, we only have a few minutes in there, and guys break up into their stuff, review everything that's happened, everything that's going forward, and usually it's hectic and kind
Don't
of
talk
a,
over them.
A something show. And sometimes I call the guys up and quickly break it down, and sometimes I have to go to the bathroom, and I tell Fred to call him up. And so I just say, Fred, offense is up. You got it. Let's go. And we just come out. Yeah. So it's more scheme.
More scheme.
Evan's got something to bring into the Exhibit A, and when he does, Stoddy, your thoughts, because I know where he's going.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting because after the game, Fred Warner was actually pointed at by Nick Bosa. Said he gave a hell of a halftime speech.
Right, a player, absolutely, no doubt.
Well, that
not the coach.
But there was something said, words.
By Warner.
The question was, did anybody speak at halftime?
Kyle
not
was
did
making
you
it seem
speak.
Like, yeah. Kyle's making it seem like it was just quiet. No, 54 was saying what he had to say, and it worked.
Well, how come Kyle said they didn't? Nothing really happened.
That
different.
I don't have an answer
he
to.
He took the podium first.
Yeah.
Okay. Just give me that the coaches don't do rah-rah speeches, Goo.
But rah-rah speeches work. Give
no,
me
they
that.
Don't. You don't know that.
Fred's worked.
Well, that's a player. That's different. That's
well,
what that's I'm saying.
I mean, he's their Ray Lewis. That's why Ray was so special. He could do
just
it.
Just acknowledge that coaches
I see too many
don't
movies.
Do rah-rah.
Well, I wouldn't want Kyle Shanahan to do a rah-rah
Denzel
speech.
Denzel and like, Remember everything. The Titans?
That's a movie. And that's
Possibly.
What he said is the only place it happens.
Everything.
Okay.
So you think Mike Tomlin just, for all his years,
I think this
just
is
goes
think.
In there and just they just stare at each other.
I think Kyle Shanahan says to the team last night, guys, we're dominating this game. We're shooting ourselves in the foot. We got to stop with the mistakes and the penalties. Let's go. There it is, 21-0 in the third quarter. That's how you motivate. You talk to them like men, not like a CYO team. Mm-hmm.
510 on the Comcast business text line, Stoddy. You might not like this. He said, allegedly, we heard Kyle talk to the team at halftime in the receivers dock during the NFC championship
that's
game.
That's staged.
Oh, please stop. They were down 17. I got to go revisit that, see what old Kyle said. Get up off your keister and let's go.
The halftime speech by the coach is so important that Kyle Shanahan goes to the bathroom during it.
I hated that.
Let's go to Shane in San Francisco. I'm not saying for me, I just like getting insight like that. And when preconceived notions just get shattered. Hey, Shane, how you doing?
Steiny, dude. Hey, appreciate you guys having me on today.
Hey, sure.
You know, I don't know, man. It's where's the excitement at? You know, it's that's kind of how I feel right now. It's like we don't know how to feel about this win in a way, right?
At I'm Niner with fans. You. I get this, Shane. Don't go anywhere. I go into the boss after 10 minutes and I said, you know what?
Yeah.
You know me, boss. Nobody's got their finger on the pulse of the fans like I do. And I said, boss, I just something's amiss. I can't put my finger on it, but I feel like there could be a little enthusiasm gap with the fans. You just beat the Cowboys. You're 4-4. You had to get to 4-4. All right, all you, Shane.
No, I mean, you say, yeah, it's the fans, but I think a lot of it maybe stems from, where's that guy on the sideline? I loved Robert Saleh on the defense. I loved some D'Amico Ryans.
You know, give me those guys. Where's the fire at with the players? Mm-hmm. If they show it, I think the fans are going to, you know, because it felt like last night guys were leaving early from the game. It didn't seem loud. I was watching it on TV, you know, of course, but
right.
It's like, I think that there's something, there is a miss, and I can't put my finger on it either, but there was some big takeaways from last night. And you know, those takeaways with Purdy running the ball, and maybe that was man coverage, and he escaped, and he's got to do that some more. You know, Shanahan's forced to play these younger guys. He's instilling confidence in them when they're out there playing, and whether or not they're making mistakes or not, you know, they're out there and they're getting the playing time. That's huge. That the trend with the young guys has to keep going. It's not like CMC is going to come back and be our savior this year.
Right.
I mean, Garrido, look at him. We still got to have Mason involved too. Run the ball with all these different guys. You don't have to.
We're going
to keep your foot on the gas pedal trying to air it out.
Let me ask you this:
can run the ball with.
Let me throw this at you just real quick. Like,
I'm with him.
You got to pick one. You like Mason or Garrido?
You know, I'm a big Mason fan from a couple years ago. I thought he should have got the nod over Mitchell. Mm. And now we're seeing maybe he's breaking down a little. Garrido showed nothing but poise. He makes the big play. He's a home run hitter. But Mason hasn't shown anything that he can't be on the field either.
Yeah.
And he should be playing. And then if you have these guys on the field at the same time, who's getting the ball and the run?
Man.
You know, and that's what Shanahan really wants to do, but he gets away from that. We all see it. We all know it. But he can keep his foot on the gas pedal with keeping the defense not knowing who's going to get the ball and the run. And I think that's what he needs to, you know, he needs to kind of stop. He gets in his own way, right? We know Shanahan,
sometimes.
Right? We want to see him become a better coach, and we want to get over the hump here and win the big one. So let's hopefully he can pull that off this year. It'd be great because there's something different about this team. We don't know what it is yet. We're trying to figure it out as fans.
Exactly.
We want to be excited too. So where's that excitement going to come from?
Thanks, Shane. Appreciate the call.
And there's a price, Donnie, in any sport and every sport when you play with violence and you're physical, and that's what. Young J.P. Mason is. He runs hard and he's physical, but at the same time, that could be a detriment. And we're kind of seeing it with Debo throughout his career, Stoney, when he had this offense on his back and he was everything. And last night looked like a throwback from the past. He came out lined up in the backfield. But I just say that like we're sitting here saying it's a three-headed monster. Is it really? Because J.P. Mason has to prove to himself and the coaches he could stay healthy. And now here's Garrido all of a sudden.
I don't know how anybody else feels about this, but if I look at the 49ers and you look at, okay, who plays really hard? Well, they all do, but what I'm saying is runs hard. Well, Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
So I can live with him getting nicked up because he is involved in more contact when he has the ball than other players. He seeks out contact. So if
when you say live, what do you mean? Like
I mean, like
that's his style.
I mean, like you want him to play 17 games? He's not going to play like that.
So you're saying the touches.
I'd rather have him play 13 games and give me that kind of effort.
Now what about J.P. Mason?
Same with him. Like he's not now. Mason is not good enough to not run hard every.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Single game. But Mason runs
hard, too. He's breaking down, though, Stein. He's gotten hurt.
Yeah, he's been hurt the last two games.
And he's opened up the window, wouldn't you say, for Guerrero?
Well, of course he has, because he got his shoulder hurt last night again. But what I'm saying is, like, I can't stand when we say, oh, Debo's injury prone. Well, no S. Oh, look at how he plays. What do you want? Do you want him to be healthy and not play that violently? I don't. I'd like to take my chance. And that's why I think Debo Samuel is tough as nails. Mm. And that's why when he doesn't play like he didn't the other day, I'm going to believe he knows his own body. What about what the last caller said about 49? He thinks that 49er fans aren't really sure how to feel about this game and this team right now.
Well, all I can say is, from a fan standpoint and the psychology behind it is, Sonny, how many people or Niner fans thought last week against the Chiefs was their Super Bowl? That was the game they wanted revenge. That was the game they wanted to win, and they didn't. But I can't believe that loss hurt him so to where you're not up for the Dallas game and the Dallas win. And it is become an old hat to beat Dallas because you've owned them. But I'm like, if you follow this game and you know just the trials and tribulations the 2024 Niners have gone through, to be 4-4, I'll take that all day.
Yeah, I still think overall it's been disappointing. Because of the way you lost the two games to the division rivals and you gave them away. Now, maybe that happens once, like 5-3, if they were able to win one of those two games, I think we'd feel a lot better. But no, I mean, I don't like, and I'm not saying I wouldn't take it every day, but I wouldn't take it every day, 4-4, this team. And I think it's fair. I think that a lot of 49er fans aren't sure what to make of this team yet. Do we know if they're good right now? Are they a good team, the San Francisco 49ers, from the eight games we've watched?
That's so difficult because
exactly.
Are they at full strength?
No. No, we're judging them as is. As is, have they been a good team?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with you. I kind of agree with you, but
they're not a bad team either.
I think I don't know what they are.
I just know if they get these guys, mainly McCaffrey, then they can take off, and we've seen this movie 20 times before.
It's possible, but they could also get McCaffrey back and get beat by Tampa Bay.
Okay, but I'll say this to that last caller's points, Donnie. What does the coach yelling on? I'm asking you. What does the coach being fired up on the sideline? Like, the players take the baton. They got to do their part. Last night, just as a fan, it was 27-10. Everybody got up leaving. And I felt like they trusted their team. So when he says people left early, I never once looked at it like Niner fan is invested. It was time to – we're trying to beat the traffic. The game's over. And they came back. No, seriously.
Dude, there are 13 minutes left in the game. Why would you say that?
I'm just telling you what I saw.
So what you said, you saw fans leaving early.
Yeah.
But that's not an indication of their interest level in the game?
No, I thought it was a trust in their team like this one's over. Dallas is inept. And it was waves of them leaving, and I got it Monday morning.
Well, that's not good. No, it, you never want your fans to leave.
Well, all right, I won't argue that. But if you think that they're that fan, happened. That I'm they just think hearing. They dominated, they're going to the exits.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.